Children dressed as Darth Vader, a witch, or a skeleton ring the doorbell and enthusiastically announce trick-or-treat. It seems like such harmless fun. Ghouls, ghosts, and goblins on Halloween. You may be surprised to discover that Halloween was originally an important religious holiday and is still today in many parts of the world. Is this preoccupation with death, witches, and demons really harmless fun? These are the headlines. In a moment, we're going to look at the important news behind the headlines.
Welcome to the Good News Program, presented by the publishers of the Good News Magazine. The Good News doesn't try to cover up today's problems. This is a program that dares to look at today's dilemmas and ask the questions that must be asked. It seeks the answers that must be found, answers that can only be discovered from the pages of your Bible. Please join Gary Petty for a discussion of today's Good News subject.
There's the occasional prank that goes awry, or a deranged sadist who puts razor blades in trick-or-treat candy, but for the most part, the American celebration of Halloween seems like fun for the entire family. Customs surrounding this holiday range from neighborhood haunted houses, employees at department stores and fast food restaurants dressing up as witches, monsters, and cartoon characters, to parades and masquerade parties. From the news desk, David Palmer reports on some of the more colorful Halloween celebrations from around the world.
In Europe, as in North America, Halloween is observed and celebrated on All Hallows' Eve, the evening of October 31st, preceding the Roman Catholic designation of All Saints' Day, November 1st, known in some parts of the world as the Day of the Dead. This Day of the Dead is considered by many in South and Central America to be the most important holiday of the year. On this day, those who have died are believed to return to their graves. The festivities may include skeleton masks and puppets. Food is an important part of the celebration, with candy and beads made in the shape of skulls. In China and other Southeast Asian countries, people celebrate the mid-August Feast of the Hungry Ghosts, dedicated to all the unhappy spirits and ghosts who no longer have human descendants to care for them. Offerings of food and burnt offerings of spirit money, incense, paper items, and candles made at roadside shrines or on open grounds to appease the honor of the departed. The ritual ceremony ending when priests, both Buddhist and Taoist, toss buns and candy to the hungry ghosts in the streets. In Japan, the summer festival of Obon celebrates the reunion of family ancestors with the living. In other Buddhist cultures, the same festival falls on different days and is given different names. But in most versions, the ghosts may visit the world of the living for 15 days. Great Britain has a whole host of interesting ways to celebrate. British college students, for example, indulge in a variation of trick-or-treat known as trick-or-drinking. And, of course, the Halloween ritual of trick-or-treat children going door-to-door for candy and other treats, as is the custom in North America, is found in many ancient cultures, Aztec, Celtic, Chinese, and Egyptian. Each culture believed in leaving food outside to placate the spirits of the dead. Gradually, people began dressing up as souls of the dead and begging door-to-door, performing tricks in exchange for food and drink. Today, a host of traditions, many of them with roots in these ancient practices, are carried out in communities and homes across America. Gary?
Thanks, David. At times, some Christians express uneasiness with Halloween's emphasis on witchcraft and demons. Should they? Is there something sinister about accepting, even celebrating, the dark side of evil? Halloween derives its name from the Catholic celebration of All Hallows or All Saints' Day, as origins are found in antiquity. Centuries before Jesus, the Celtic peoples of Ireland, England, Scotland, Wales, and northern France celebrated November 1st as the most sacred day of the year in honor of both the sun god and Samhain, the Lord of the Dead. The ancient Celts believed that upon death, the souls of sinners were trapped in the bodies of animals. It was on this day that Samhain judged the dead and could be persuaded to free some departed souls from their animal prison. Leslie Pratt Ballantyne, in a fascinating book, Halloween, An American Holiday and American History, gives this background. Now listen, quote, "The festival Samhain was the most sacred of all Celtic festivals. Its rituals helped link people with their ancestors and the past. The Celts believed that the dead rose on the eve of Samhain and that ancestral ghosts and demons were set free to roam the earth, harm crops, and trouble homes. Since spirits were believed to hold the secrets of the afterlife and the future, the priests of the Celts, the Druids, believed that on the eve of Samhain, predictions had more power and omens could be read with more clarity," unquote. people dressed up as ghastly ghouls and demons so that the wandering spirits wouldn't recognize them and they could escape ghostly, mischievous pranks. Food and drink would be set out as an invitation to spirits of lost loved ones. November 1st was also associated with coming of shorter winter days and even more frightening druid ceremonies. To appease the sun god Baal, sacrifices, especially of horses and sometimes human beings, were offered in the Celtic festival of Taman. On the eve before November 1st, people would build bonfires and attempt to help fuel the weakening sun and ward off evil spirits. The editors of Hallmark Cards have produced a detailed historical investigation into the origins of popular holidays. Now, it's titled Celebrations, the Complete Book of American Holidays. They give this insight into the bonfire customs of Halloween. Quote, most of the activities of the Celtic feast, many of which have survived in modified form to this day, can be traced to the fact that it was a New Year's festival. One important example was the fire rite, which occurred in many areas around the world on the night before the New Year. The old fires were allowed to go out and a new fire was kindled, usually a sacred fire, for which the fires of the village were relit. The fires were thought to rejuvenate the sun and to aid in banishing evil spirits. Often the fires were lit on the hilltops. In fairly recent times, the Halloween hilltops fires of the Scots were called Samhain, showing the lingering influence of the old god Samhain. Now, when the Romans conquered much of the Celtic lands, they outlawed the human sacrifice associated with Samhain, but they also brought with them the harvest festival to the goddess Pomona, which, by the way, coincided with November 1st. The Romans and the Celts mingled customs so that over time, the dark veneration of the dead now included a more genial harvest theme. Now, the early Christians, following the Hebrew scriptures and the teachings of Jesus, despised pagan customs, which they recognized as demonic worship. The Apostle Paul, writing to Christians who had come out of paganism and the rituals of sacrificing to idols, reminds them in 1 Corinthians 10, 20 through 21. Now, if you don't have a Bible in front of you, get one and follow along. Paul says, the things which the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to demons and not to God. And I do not want you to have fellowship with demons. You cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of demons. You cannot partake of the Lord's table and of the table of demons. Paul's mention of the cup and table of the Lord is a reference to the Passover service of the early church. As Christianity spread throughout the Roman Empire, many church leaders began to see pagan customs as a mean to fill their assemblies with new converts. On May 13, 610, Pope Boniface IV dedicated a pagan Roman temple to Mary, the mother of Jesus, and Christian martyrs declared a new holiday, All Saints' Day. The prayers to a myriad of gods and goddesses, demons and nymphs would be replaced with prayers to dead Christian saints. In the 8th century, Pope Gregory III moved All Saints' Day to November 1st. As Ballantyne writes in Halloween, an American holiday in American history, that date, now this is Gregory's decision to move All Saints' Day to November 1st, coincided with Samhain, and it was no accident. The church was still trying to absorb pagan celebrations taking place at this time, unquote. Ballantyne continues, villagers were also encouraged to masquerade on this day, not to frighten unwelcome spirits, but to honor Christian saints. On All Saints' Day, churches throughout Europe and the British Isles displayed relics of their patron saints. Poor churches could not afford genuine relics, and instead had processions in which parishioners dressed as saints, angels, and devils. This religious masquerade resembled the pagan custom of parading ghosts to the town limits. It served the new church by giving an acceptable Christian basis to the custom of dressing up on Halloween. In addition, the church tried to convince the people that the great bonfires they lit in homage to the sun would instead keep the devil away, unquote. Now, over the centuries, a second celebration, All Souls' Day, was convened on November 2nd. Eventually, these two holidays merged into the present-day observation, which was also called All Hallows' Day. Even the name of All Hallows Eve, or Halloween, for the night of October 31st, eventually evolved to what we call Halloween. Ghouls, ghosts, goblins, and Halloween. Should Christians observe this day? We'll be back to discuss this question right after this.
Please call for our free booklet, Holidays or Holy Days. Call 1-800-966-9232 for your free copy. You need to understand and consider what God Himself thinks about this holiday. In our free booklet, Holidays or Holy Days, you can discover the truth. For your free copy, call 1-800-966-9232.
Have you had about all the bad news you can take? Maybe you could use some good news. The Good News is a full-color, bi-monthly magazine that brings you the best news you can hear, and always from a biblical perspective. All literature on this program is provided free as an educational service in the public interest by the United Church of God. It is absolutely free, and there is no charge or obligation. Simply call 1-800-966-9232. The magazine is free. The contents are priceless. The number again is 1-800-966-9232. Or visit us on the web at www.ucg.org.
We're back. Halloween. Is it harmless fun? We have with us today Jerry Oss, minister for the United Church of God and senior writer for Good News Magazine. We appreciate you taking time to be with us today on Good News Radio.
Well, thank you, Gary. It's a pleasure to be here with you.
We've been discussing the origins of Halloween, which without a doubt predates Christianity. Now, why do you think the pagan custom of Halloween became a Christian celebration?
Well, the short answer is that it made it easier for the church to convert pagan followers to a form of Christianity. Now, the Catholic Encyclopedia, and I've read both new and old editions on this case, records that the church could not dissuade the pagans to give up their pagan beliefs about the dead rising from the grave on October 31st. So they attempted to Christianize it by linking it with their All Saints or All Souls Day of November 1st. Now, the All Saints or All Souls Day was a day in which the Catholic Church, of course, as you mentioned earlier, honored their saints or dead who contributed to the church or to their country. When a country was conquered by a nation devoted to the church, or when missionaries from the Catholic Church, for example, spread throughout a foreign nation, the people were already worshiping false gods, and the church persuaded the pagans to become Christians. But they also found that these new Christians were so tied to their pagan beliefs, they couldn't persuade them to give them up. Instead, the church linked their old pagan beliefs with their new Christian ones. Hence, they linked Halloween with their Christian All Souls Day.
Okay, this is historically known. Is there any real harm for Christians to mingle pagan customs with the worship of God?
Oh my, how many times I've heard that. Obviously, many professing Christians don't think so. Otherwise, we wouldn't have Halloween or Christmas or Easter, for that matter. On the surface, it doesn't appear to do any harm. After all, who would want to admit that they would deny little children the opportunity to have a little fun? For example, doing exciting Halloween activity with other kids, along with a number of surprises, Halloween costumes and ghoulish figures, and Halloween candy. Who would deny that? On the other hand, if there is a God, and that God expects us to honor Him in only one way, then there is a real problem for Christians to mingle pagan customs with the worship of God. It's a real problem because pagan customs blind human beings from the true God. It's a real problem because pagan customs perpetuate Satan's selfish, fiendish, and violent ways on mankind. And it's a real problem because pagan customs can eventually lead to eternal death, provided someone continues following and observing these customs after knowing God's truth on the subject. Given these important points, I would ask the question, why take the chance on offending God? Why not obey Him and be blessed in the process?
Okay, but once Christians declare a custom Christian, isn't it then holy?
Gary, you pose a really good question, and I suspect you are asking a little bit more than the question appears to ask. Frankly, I've been asked this question for over 40 years. Strangely enough, it never seems to get answered, whether it be applied to the false holidays of Halloween, Christmas, or Easter. And if it is answered, most people don't want to hear about it. They promptly ignore it. Your question suggests a sequel question, at least in my mind. Who makes a custom or tradition holy, man or God? Well, if man makes a custom holy, then we don't need God. Forget about it. But if God makes a custom holy, then we'd better sit up and take notice. We then need to find where God made it holy and what it represents for Christians. Now, Gary, you know as well as I do that we can wear out our Bibles to the thickness of cheesecloth looking for the custom of Halloween, and we will never find any such holiday sanctioned by God. It just isn't there. And it isn't there because God never originated it. He never sanctioned it. The answer to your question is no, emphatically no. No man can ever presume to make holy a day that God abhors, like Halloween.
Well, then this brings us to, I guess, the really important question. Is there a danger in Christians observing Halloween?
The Bible shows that it is a dangerous activity for Christians to observe Halloween. It's dangerous because God is opposed to Halloween and its observance. The activities of Halloween do nothing good to promote good Christian conduct. They confuse Christians by mixing strange and surprising pagan beliefs and customs with right Christian conduct. For example, there's nothing wrong for a Christian to have fun, but when Christians dress up in ghoulish costumes for Halloween, well, they can hide their faces and bodies and become secret and mysterious. Based on Halloween custom, this allows Christians to engage in vandalism without any punishment. Everyone who's ever kept Halloween can remember the slogan, "Trick or Treat." That slogan ties directly to the pagan custom of treating the supposed ghosts rising from the dead with food and drink so they won't trick or do harm to them or their families. This is one reason why Halloween is a real danger to Christians. Halloween confuses human beings and blocks them from knowing the true God. It also gets into the subject of witchcraft, something God hates.
Which brings us to that subject. I would like to talk about that just a minute. Why does the Bible take such a hard stance against witchcraft?
Well, the short answer is that witchcraft, frankly, is from Satan. And as such, it keeps human beings from reaping the blessing of following Jesus Christ's teachings. Now, in the Old Testament, anyone practicing witchcraft was put to death. Period. In Deuteronomy 18:10-11, God says these words, "There shall not be found among you anyone who practices witchcraft or a sorcerer or one who calls up the dead." Now, that's the basis for Halloween. Later, in Deuteronomy 13:5, we read, "But that prophet," or you could say false promoter of pagan customs, "or that dreamer of dreams shall be put to death, because he has spoken in order to turn you away from the Lord your God, to entice you from the way in which the Lord your God commanded you to walk. So, in like manner, you shall put away the evil from your midst." The Bible takes a hard stand against witchcraft because it can eventually lead to someone's eternal death, never to live again.
Now, a Christian shouldn't observe Halloween. Are there other days they should be observing? We'll be back with this topic right after this.
Please call for our free booklet, Holidays or Holy Days. Call 1-800-966-9232 for your free copy. You need to understand and consider what God Himself thinks about this holiday. In our free booklet, Holidays or Holy Days, you can discover the truth. For your free copy, call 1-800-966-9232.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but bad news? Well, here's some good news. You can receive a year's subscription to the Good News Magazine absolutely free. The Good News Magazine isn't a Pollyannish cover-up of today's problems. It is a magazine that dares to look at today's problems and ask the questions that must be asked. The Good News seeks the answers that must be found, answers that can only be discovered in the pages of your Bible. Today's radio program is sponsored by the publishers of the Good News Magazine. Your free subscription to the Good News has already been paid. You will never be sent a bill or be obligated in any way. Simply call 1-800-966-9232. That's 1-800-966-9232 for your free subscription to the Good News Behind the Headlines.
We're talking with Jerry Oss, the pastor in the United Church of God, about whether Christians should observe Halloween. Now, if Christians shouldn't observe holidays like Halloween, are there special days that they should be observing?
That's a good question, Gary. There are special days that Christians should be observing. Our listeners can find them all listed in order in Leviticus 23, ironically. And many Christians just simply don't know this. They are also mentioned throughout the New Testament. God sanctified them by Christ, the God of the Old Testament. In the New Testament, Jesus kept them while he was on earth, and he expects us to keep them today. Now, there are three harvest seasons a year, Gary, when all of God's holy days or festivals exist. Early spring, late spring, and early fall. God's feast days represent to humankind precisely how God is going to save mankind. The Passover represents Jesus' sacrifice. Unleavened bread represents coming out of sin. Pentecost depicts the coming of the Holy Spirit and beginning of the New Testament church. And in the fall, trumpet signifies Christ's return to make war on those who would destroy the earth. Atonement represents Christ incarcerating or jailing Satan and the demons. And tabernacle shows Christ's 1,000-year rule of great peace and prosperity. And then finally, the last great day depicts or shows the white throne judgment when all those who never knew God's truth will have their opportunity for salvation. Yes, God has his true feasts and his true holy day system, and they reveal to humankind in stepwise progression how he will save all those who desire to be saved. Halloween, Christmas, and Easter, on the other hand, hide from Christians God's holy truth, which truth can set us free from false religious customs like Halloween.
Well, thanks for being with us today, Jerry. You've really given us some food for thought.
My pleasure, Gary, and thank you for having me on the program.
Once again, to get your free copy of today's booklet, Holidays or Holy Days, Does It Matter Which Days We Keep?, call this toll-free number, 1-800-966-9232. The spirit of Halloween seems harmless, but what effects are there on children? Maybe it's best stated by this true story. This happened at the Hazleton, Pennsylvania City Hall Safe Halloween Party when a reporter asked the child, "Are you a clown?" And the child replied, "A killer clown." It was an 8-year-old child. What are the effects, the true effects of Halloween? The writer of the New Testament book of Hebrews proclaims, "Inasmuch then as the children have become partakers of flesh and blood," a reference to human beings, "he himself, Jesus Christ, likewise shared in the same, that through death he might destroy him who had the power of death, that is, the devil, and release those who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage." Halloween has everything to do with the bondage of Satan and the fear of death. There is a better way, the way of the kingdom of God. If you would like to comment on today's program, you can contact Good News Radio on the Internet by emailing us at gnradio@ucg.org. We like your comments. We'll even read them on the air. And I know many people are searching for practical information concerning how to live a Christian life in a confused and increasingly secular society. Let me tell you about a magazine that's available free of charge online. It's called the Virtual Christian Magazine. Now, the web address is vcmagazine.org. It's very simple. The Virtual Christian Magazine features current articles on family life, how to have a better relationship with God, dealing with job problems, and it has an archive section where you can look up articles from past issues. Now, again, the web address is vcmagazine.org. Why were you born? There's a big difference between grasping the future God wants for you and simply going on the way you have been. The choice, it's always up to you. Join us next time when we continue to explore what the Bible really says about you and your future. For Good News Radio, I'm Gary Petty.
Please call for our free booklet, Holidays or Holy Days. Call 1-800-966-9232 for your free copy. You need to understand and consider what God Himself thinks about this holiday. In our free booklet, Holidays or Holy Days, you can discover the truth. For your free copy, call 1-800-966-9232.
Have you had about all the bad news you can take? Maybe you could use some good news. The Good News is a full-color, bi-monthly magazine that brings you the best news you can hear, and always from a biblical perspective. All literature on this program is provided free as an educational service in the public interest by the United Church of God. It is absolutely free, and there is no charge or obligation. Simply call 1-800-966-9232. The magazine is free. The contents are priceless. The number again is 1-800-966-9232. Or visit us on the web at www.ucg.org. You've been listening to the Good News Radio program, presented by the publishers of the Good News Magazine. We seek the answers that must be found, answers that can only be discovered from the pages of your Bible. To receive your free copy of the literature offered on today's program, please call toll-free 1-800-966-9232. There is absolutely no cost or obligation. 1-800-966-9232.